Georgia audit finds 2,700 votes not uploaded in Fayette County, shaving Biden's lead by 449. By Joshua Kaplan on November 17, 2020. Nearly 3,000 votes were discovered on a memory card in Fayette County, Georgia that had not been uploaded properly in the state's 2020 presidential election, the Georgia Secretary of State's office announced Tuesday. Of the 2,755 votes, 1,577 were for President Trump, while 1,128 went to former Vice President Joe Biden. The remaining votes were for Libertarian candidate Joe Jorgensen or write-ins. The updated tally changes the margin by 500 votes. Biden now leads President Trump in the Peach State by 12,929 votes. Fayette County is scheduled to recertify its election results Wednesday. The announcement comes one day after Floyd County discovered roughly 2,600 uncounted ballots during the state's manual recount of votes. In a statement, Georgia Voting System Manager Gabriel Sterling described the uncounted ballots as an amazing blunder and said the Secretary of State's office will probe the matter. "They just didn't scan these ballots, or the card was not put through properly," said Sterling. "Obviously, the secretary and our whole office is perturbed, to say the least, that this was allowed to happen in that county." He described it as too important of an issue to have allowed to happen this way and said that, as such, the Secretary of State would seek the resignation of Floyd County's election director. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said Tuesday an audit of the state's voting machines found no evidence of tampering. Raffensperger said in a statement announcing the completion of the audit that there was no sign of foul play. He ordered Pro 5 and 5, a U.S. Election Assistance Commission certified testing laboratory, to conduct the audit on a random sample of Dominion Voting Systems machines statewide, which used forensic techniques and verification processes to confirm no tampering, cyberattacks or election hacking. Pro 5 and 5 found no evidence of the machines being tampered, the Secretary of State's office said. "We are glad but not surprised that the audit of the state's voting machines was an unqualified success," Raffensperger said in a statement. "Election security has been a top priority since day one of my administration. We have partnered with the Department of Homeland Security, the Georgia Cyber Center, Georgia Tech security experts, and wide range of other election security experts around the state and country so Georgia voters can be confident that their vote is safe and secure. The UPI contributed to this report."